How many, what's kind of tickets for you with your family background and all? What's getting tickets for you this week like? And when was the last time you were at Kinnick Stadium? I think this is your first as a player, isn't it?
Yes. When I registered in 2007, we went to Iowa City, but I watched the game on TV from here in Michigan, so I didn't get to go. But this will be my first chance back as a player. I was there as a fan, I think, in 2004, I think, for homecoming. And then I don't know if I ever got back once I was playing varsity football. So, yeah, I mean, it was I went to a lot of homecoming games growing up. You know, I remember the Tim DeWitt years, Matt Sherman. I was at the Brad Banks game against Purdue, you know, when they came back and won against Purdue in 2002. So I've been to a lot of games there. It'll be exciting. And tickets, I'd like to get as many tickets as I can, but Marcus Hyde has been planning on bringing his whole family. So I'm trying not to take too many from Marcus because I understand how important this game is for him. So if there's any extra tickets, I want them to go to Marcus Hyde and his family.
Kurt, this is Dave Dye with Fox Sports Detroit. Could you just refresh me on the connection you had with Iowa? Your grandparents lived there. Did your parents also go to school there or something? Or?
My grandpa went there, played football at Iowa, graduated, I believe, in 1950, and then went to medical school at Iowa for the next 4 years, graduated from medical school in 1954, I believe. He now lives with my grandma on Lake Okoboji in northwest Iowa. And they have season tickets. They've had season tickets for years. And they make the drive down most Saturdays to Iowa City for home games. And they were there this past week against Wisconsin. And also his brother, my great uncle, played football at Iowa, was a center there, and played in the NFL for a few years. And so my mom then went to Iowa. She grew up an Iowa fan as a kid, went to all the games, and then chose to go to Iowa. Has a nursing degree from the University of Iowa. And she was on the dance team there. So, you know, my mom's whole side of the family is all Iowa fans. Her sister went there. Her older sister also went to Iowa and got a nursing degree there as well. So everybody on that side of the family is Iowa fans. So I grew up a big Iowa fan growing up in Chicago and went to as many games as we could.
So do you think your grandfather's rooting for you, or what do you think this Saturday?
Oh, I know he's rooting for me. They were driving back from this past week's game, and I caught them. I called them and caught them on the road back to. They were driving through Fort Dodge, Iowa, and they just said that, you know, they'll be wearing green and white, and they don't care who gets mad at them. They'll be wearing green and white, and they said that family blood runs much, much thicker than alumni blood. So they're cheering on the Spartans this week.
Has your roommate become a celebrity around campus yet?
He's getting there. He's getting there. He's got to be the most famous punter in America. His fake field goals and fake punts have done a number on teams, and it really, you know, got us to where we are. So the thing about Aaron is it's unique because he's a team captain, and there aren't many punters out there who are team captains. He's very athletic. He played three sports in high school, could have played Division I college baseball, was also a very good basketball player, and he's only about 6 feet tall, but he can dunk a basketball with ease. So, very athletic guy. And as a result, we try to take advantage of that and use him on some fakes and stuff. And I tell him if he's giving out any quarterback lessons, then I'd love to attend.
can you give some insight on just, you know, how he emerged, though, as a leader, even though he is athletic and all, but just being a punter and that whole perception?
Well, he's a very, very hard worker, arguably the hardest worker on our team. And as a result, that instantly is going to gain you a lot of respect. And he works very hard, not only on his punting craft. What he does is he walks around our apartment nonstop, and he'll just practice his drops so that when his punt, when he drops the ball, is as perfect as it can be. And he'll just walk around constantly nonstop just dropping the ball and letting it bounce back up to him. But he also works very hard in the weight room. He eats very, very healthy. I mean, he's just sold out in terms of the amount of effort it takes to be as good as you can be. So he's a guy who takes great care of his body. He's stretching all the time to make sure his flexibility is as good as it can be. And when you see that, you just, you know, I gain a lot of respect for that kind of a player, whether he's a punter or a middle linebacker. You're going to have a lot of respect for a guy like that. and he's very intelligent, very mature, and as a result, guys look up to him.
You guys have talked about Rose Bowl, Big Ten Championship as goals. Do you have to upgrade to a national championship game as possibly a goal at this point?
Well, you know, what we do is we talk about our goals, you know, all off season and what we're working for, so that we understand if we want to be Big Ten champs and Rose Bowl champs, that we need to work like Big Ten champs and Rose Bowl champs. It's not just going to happen. But once the season gets going, our focus is to, you know, go 1-0 every week. And we know that if we go 1-0 every week, then the rest will take care of itself. So while the building, you know, all around the building, it says, you know, Rose Bowl is the goal and Big Ten champs is the goal, and that's true. We know that if we just focus on the task at hand each week, that everything at the end of the year will take care of itself. So, you know, we know right now, right now, and then if we beat Iowa, we set ourselves up for an even better chance to, you know, to go to a Rose Bowl and get a Big Ten championship. And if we keep winning, then anything beyond that will happen itself. But, you know, like I said, we'll just try to go 1-0 each week.
Eric, this is Dennis Dodd from CBSSports.com. What does it say about your team that, you know, you admitted it, the two biggest plays of your season are what Aaron did. What does it say about your team and the game of football that those can get you to where you are right now?
Well, football's a funny game. It's a game of inches. And last year we were on the harder side of that. We had some tough losses on close plays that didn't go our way. And I think a lot of those players are now back for this year and have that much more experience. And as a result, I think some of those plays are now falling our way. And football, like a lot of sports, is a game of inches. And sometimes you need a little bit of luck to fall your way in order to have a special year. And we've been able to get that, too. So, you know, we'll just keep working hard, keep pushing. And I think that the experience and the veteran leadership we have in this team has been a key to our success in close games.
Great. Thank you. Hey, Kirk, it's Adam Rindberg with ESPN.com. I know you follow Iowa closely. I mean, I'm sure you saw what they did last season. Does it remind you at all of what you guys are doing, the way they kind of had that special something?
Well, there are some similarities, I think, in terms of being a team that people didn't expect to do as well, maybe from the outside. And I think, you know, you can look at that as a similarity. I think that, you know, beyond that, there's a lot of differences, too. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, they had a very, very special year last year, and, you know, we're trying to have a similar type of season, and we're in the middle of it. So we just need to keep going, and our next challenge is the Iowa Hawkeyes. And, you know, we need to have a great week of preparation and go out and execute on Saturday in order to have a chance.
I know Coach G mentioned a lot that he sensed that you guys had a special quality back in February. Was there a time where you sensed that? Was it not until the game started, or was it before the year?
That's a good question. I think it's sort of been a gradual process. I think that when we lost the bowl game last year on January 2nd, I think we walked off the field realizing, as we kind of took stock of the entire 2009 season, how close we were to being so much better. And when you then looked at the pieces and realized that most of the crucial pieces were coming back, that, you know, we knew we had a great chance of a lot of those close losses becoming wins. And right now we sit here and that's sort of been the case. So I think you could see it right when we got back from the Alamo Bowl in our, you know, early winter workouts, and then it sort of built through spring ball as we had what I thought was a great 15 practices, and then we had a very good summer. A lot of guys were, you know, not just going to workouts and working hard, but there was that there was an attitude of where guys were doing a little bit extra every day, and you could see the team coming together, and just not just on the field, but there were a lot of guys, you know, on this team who are very close at off the field. We all hang out together, and I think that helps when you're on the field, too. So and then you saw it build through camp and through 2-a-days, and then fortunately it's been able to turn into wins through the first 8 weeks. But you can't underestimate that chemistry and that ability of guys to play together and play for each other. I think that's made a big difference in our success.
Kirk, compare that to about a year ago when, you know, there was a big lack of chemistry. Consider what happened off the field. It threatened to tear you guys apart.
Well, I think if you look back at it, the incident last November, I think, actually strengthened our team chemistry because we knew the truth of what happened, you know, at that event and sort of what all went down. And really, you know, those guys paid their dues, and then we were, you know, welcoming them back. And we knew we had to kind of rally together and stay together and make sure we were making good decisions together as a team. And I think those events and other events on the field really brought us together as a team as opposed to pulling us apart. But going into last season, it was tough because we didn't know who our starting running back was going to be, didn't know who our starting quarterback was going to be. And when you have those kind of questions, it makes it tough to win the close games. But fortunately, you know, we had a lot more stability going into this season.
Kirk, this is Brendan Stiles from HawkeyeDrive.com. Just how confident were you coming into this season about what you would be able to do, considering that you won the starting job a year ago and had gained the experience that you did playing all the games that you did?
Well, I can remember as 2-a-day started to get closer and closer, I was very excited to just get started with the season and with practices and then with games, because I knew that having a year under my belt was going to help our offense so much and help our whole team in terms of my ability to play with confidence and be able to lead. So I had a good feeling about the season, much like Coach D'Antonio did and much like a lot of our team did. But, you know, the good feeling doesn't mean a whole lot if you don't go out and win those games. But, again, we've been fortunate enough to go out and do that because we've been winning as a team. It hasn't just been a running game or a passing game or, a run defense or a pass defense or special teams. It's been a little bit of everything at different times that has sort of contributed to get us to the point where we're 8-0.
And just when you look at Iowa's defense, what stands out to you about them?
Well, I think they have the best defensive line in the country. I think that on any football team, defensive line is the most important position. And I think when you have a great defensive line that can stop the run and pressure the quarterback, you're going to give your team, no matter what other talent you have, you're going to give your team a great chance to be successful. And it all starts with them. And then I think, they have an experienced fifth-year senior at quarterback. And combine those two things, and you have the ingredients for a team to be very successful. So, and they have been successful. So, we got a great challenge. We, have a lot to play for. They have a lot to play for. And, it's going to be quite a battle on Saturday afternoon.
And just real quickly, you talked about, like, growing up and going to games at Kinnick Stadium all the time. Do you feel that maybe helps you going into Saturday's game? Kind of, like, even though you haven't been there as a player, you know what to expect as far as, like, crowd noise and, all the things that go with, being at a game there?
Yeah, I'm sure the crowd will be very hostile and very loud, and it'll be difficult to communicate, but I do know that having been there before, it probably will make it feel somewhat less like an away game than other games do. So I don't think it can hurt that I've been to a lot of games there as a fan, but time will tell. We'll see. But it's obviously, a very special place to play football and, one of the more difficult places to play in the country. And I know the fans will be there in full force.
Kurt, this is Dave Dye again. You guys had Rucker go out and Denard picked up. You had Keyshawn last week go out and Fowler picked up. What does that tell you about your team right now and where things are?
We talked back in August in 2-a-days about the depth we had as a team and how many guys we had in this team who were talented, and a lot of guys who don't even see the field as much as they probably should or get the touches that they probably should, because we have so many different guys who can contribute. And when Keyshawn went down and Benny Fowler came in and played so well, I think it further showed that. And when C.L. Rucker wasn't available and Dark Wesnard played, I think it again showed that. So you're going to have injuries in Big Ten football. You're going to have guys who are banged up. And while we want guys to fight through injuries and to fight through that pain, at the same time, you're going to have guys who can't suit up. And that's where your depth becomes so important. And, it's been a key to our success.